lot more.
Got most of my songs and stories from my grandfather and his children, you know, his uncles and cousins and his wife, you know, my grandmother, however, and aunties and other old people that comes around us, you know. At time we would have peanut shelling, corn shucking, and that's different things. They would have different songs that they would sing. And also in churches, they would, you know, sing different kind of a song for different things, such as we sang before, baptizing, they have that kind, and for marrying, they have that kind at the wedding, at least at the marriage. And then they have all kinds of shouts when they're having a shout meeting. They call it birthday. Sometimes they shout the same way at the wood at the four-day meeting. And for Christmas, and watch nights, and so on like that. And that's a different thing. They have quilting. They will have quilting, and they'll have all those shouts then, too, to pass the time away. And they tell big stories, ask riddles. I got the riddles, top of riddles, you know, and like that, and so on. And in the schoolhouse, too, I had a wonderful, wonderful school. Can't say a word.
Well, now let's get to your grandparents. What were your grandparents' names?
Oh, Jet Sampson was my grandfather, one of the little 105, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jet Sampson. He's born and raised up here in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Williamsburg, where we made the pitch at. And they have evidence of that. They found it. He was a
slave there.
And he was a slave there. Sold, married, sold, everything there. That's right.
And you told me that he told you something about the patrollers. Would you tell about that?
Yeah, about the patrollers. How that they used to go when they go out from plantation to plantation. If they didn't have a little pass, I call it a pass. It's a piece of paper. But the patroller would catch them, you know, and whip them and make them going home. He have dodged many times. He said, you know, slipping about in the bushes to get back home from keep the patroller from catching them. Which I guess that was the police. I don't know what it was.
That's right. Did he tell you the story about teaching, would you tell that story about teaching the slave to pray?
Oh, yeah. He told us that by his, that was his brother, how this man taught him to pray. He stayed beyond them on a big plantation up there, and so he had a good boss. He must have been bought from him, I guess. And he said this man wanted them to be very nice, and his slave. He just made up his mind that he would have the best slave. So he called Uncle Jerry to teach him his prayer. He told Uncle Jerry, says, now Jerry said, I want you to have some sense. I don't want you to be like the rest of these slaves around here. I want you to know your prayers. A lot of them don't know their prayers. So he says, but I want you to know. I want to teach you some sense. He called in time. He's trying to get on his knees. So he got on his knees. But he never said it in time. The whole time he was telling them. He said, I want you to say your prayer. And he said, what I say? He said, our Father. Jerry said, your Father. He said, our Father. He said, look up and say, your Father. He said, well, Jerry said, say, our Father. I'm teaching you your prayer. I want you to learn. I want you to have some sense. Don't be like that. I want you to have sense like good people. I want you to know something. These children out here don't know their prayer. He said, our Father. Say, your Father. He said, why you say your Father? Why don't you say what I say? He said, well, it's your Father. He said, why you say that? Because it's our Father, we be brothers. He said, yeah, we're not our brothers. So, if you're a brother, you wouldn't treat me like you did.
On the bus, you just crack the crowd up, you see. but if you're going to be family, you know, you're allowed to get your head cracked, you see. But those that want to cheat, they'll boil around there. When they find out, you know, they'll try to not give them as many eggs as they do to have, because they're supposed to do right. And then they have the string chewing, you know, for the apple, because nowadays they have apple body, you know, which is real German from the string chewing. They tie this apple on the string, in the midst of the string, you know. And then one get on that end, one of them, see who can chew and meet him, you know. When freshmen they get to the apple, that's his apple, you see. That's better than...
But you have to keep chewing the string till you get to the apple.
Get on in there, that's right, until you get to the apple. You see, it's more better than dipping your head in the water, you see, now.
That we would call bobbing for apples. You put the apple on the water, and then you try to take a bite in it.
That's right. And that's what they do now, put their head down in the bottle for water.
Uh-huh.
But those they chew. I've seen them do it many times, trying to beat who can get that string more best friend of mine and beat to the apple, and it just be fun to, you know.
Now, when you did these games today, you didn't have a musical instrument. Did the slaves ever have musical instruments?
They had anything, you know, like a saw, tin pan, old box, and anything. You know, that's anything, quite natural. And we had and tambourines, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, they had good ones then, better than what I ever seen since then.
So we'll get you some tambourines in New York when we go there.
I wish you would.
Yes, we will.
I can play. I can go on with a tambourine. I know that. Uh-huh. And so I like that, and that'd be good. Children get something out of it. Uh-huh. And we had sometimes we have a soul. And the rebel, you know, washboard with the tin washboard. Uh-huh. I played them too. I like that.
Oh, we ought to dig up some washboards around here.
I like that too. So you play them washboards. All those old-fashioned things to do. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All that.
Uh-huh. If we got some washboards, could you teach the campers how to?
Glad to do it. Sure, uh-huh. Sure would. Uh-huh. And it's so easy done. That's
yeah. Washboards and what else?
The tambourines.
Tambourines.
And a handsaw.
And a handsaw. We have lots of handsaws.
The lady from the dish had one. But I don't use no handsaw. I never had use one with no board.
Now, when your grandparents, did they actually tell you stories about what happened to them when they were slaves?
Well, I hear them talking among themselves and telling us.
And do you remember some of the things that they said?
Well, I remember a lot of things. They said how they had to, you know, do, you know, how they had to. My pa used to tell us about how he used to go to see my grandmother. I call her Mom. That's Mom and Pa, you understand? And that's my grandmother and grandfather. Mom and Pa, just like a cow, you know, Mom. But in any way, that's what we call them. See, and Papa and Mama. We didn't know anything about no daddy, no, you know, and mother, why not? Just Papa and Mama and Mo and Pa. And anyway, he said him many times, and he used to go over to this plantation to see my grandmother. And he did that sometime the other night. He had to rush back in or either dodge the pedros, you know.
The patrollers, that's the patrollers who patrolled the roads to see that no slaves escaped.
That's right. And they would keep them, and he said he had dodged them many a time. If he didn't have his little pass, you know. But if he had his little pass, and I think it's transpass to call it, if he didn't have that with him, well, he had to dodge them, else he'd be drove at home or get a whipping or whatnot, see? Anything would happen. They do anything they want to do to him. And he tells us many times how he used to dodge around the cemeteries and things, dodging the patrol to keep them from catching him. And so then after they got engaged to marry him and her, instead of going to where he stayed, you see, you know, he went where she stayed because her mother was down sick, and they let him go over there, you know, so he helped take care of her mother over there. Mm-hmm. And they would tell us how they had to eat, you know, out of trough, you know, they make them long trough, and they wash out the trough, just like a chicken trough like we have now. And they would clean out those troughs good. You had to keep them clean. Mm-hmm. And they put this grill, I call it soup, when it be mush, they call it, into the trough. And they would eat it, you know. And they're fat as a pig, mm-hmm. and strong as ox. And, and that's what that's where they had to eat, you know, when they're on the big time. Like today, they get them a big dinner. See, they feed them in the troughs. Other than that, they eat it in the tin pans early, you know, in the morning. And they have to go to work before the sun. Right, and be sure the sun is down before they come in. Of course, you know, don't let the sun catch shine on you. You know, at home, but that's against the rule. The sun is shining on me at home, and that's the sun. The sun is when they had the pleasure time. You see, mm-hmm. They told us many times how they had to do that, and how it would, you know, he'd seen people, you know, not his own. He had pretty good master.
Now there were some slave revolts. Did they ever talk about? Nat Turner in Virginia, about his slave uprising when he rose up and killed some of the masters. You ever hear of that? You people would be interested to know that Bessie is in a film that's shown at Williamsburg. It's one of the films that they show there. Would you tell us about that film?
Yes, we made a picture over there with Mr. Lomax and Rockefeller too, and. It was very hard. We made it out in the field, you know, the real field. And we had the real hole. And we went all and had the, you know, the water on the land portion, they said was. And we had the boys out on the boat. You know, it wasn't the so-called real. And they would go out on this boat and had the great big net. John Davis and them, I should have brought the picture down here. I got them to the house. They're there to show how John Davis and Peter and Jerome and all them, they used to this wake, you know, fishing and putting in their nets. So the Williamsburg boys, they said they know it too. And they went old town and rented a big old house thing of fish, great big fish. Big old thing, and they come back out there, and the boys go on way around the water and come around that deep hill singing, you know, row the boat, child. Let me come home. They just rowing the boat. And they have that song sounds so beautiful around that water, you know, the way they're taking a picture of it. They got to the water, then the children that I carried, I have children with me, you know, and so the children I carried, you know, they supposed to go down and people to see the fathers coming, and they holler out to the girls on the hill, Mama, the papa to come in. You know, as the girls did in slavery. You know, the boys and children did in slavery. Mama, the papa to come in, you see? And so they run then down to meet him. They did that, and so they did it twice and done pretty good. The last time when they wanted to put the fish, let this be the real film, they pull up the net and pull the fish in, they pull up the net, and one fish come out of there. All the fish that they had in there, every one of them went back in that ocean. Them fish was glad. They were renting from over town. And when they pulled in that, them fish was so glad. This little Mike just screamed out. This, oh my God, look at that. And we was really glad because we had something to laugh about too. They had been laughing at us all the morning. About what we was doing, you know. We was up on the hill hoeing. And every time that we think we got it right, we start on again. We started on one song by 9 o'clock, we end up around 2. That was me. And the man said when he got home, he said he lay on his pillow for a week. He said, Lord, take this out of my ears. He goes, yeah, man. We hear me hollering, and Emma, you're my darling. We were saying that. See, we take this hoe and we go up and say, Emma, you're my darling. And everybody's put out, oh, Emma, oh. And by the time we do that, somebody got the hoe up or somebody got it down. And that's why you have to go right back over the whole thing. Yeah. Well, we made it.
This film was to show the different kinds of music in Williamsburg at that time, and it used the reconstruction of the village and showed all types of music that would be sung. It's a beautiful little film.
I just want to say it, and you see the Rolling Under. At Rolling Under, that was a type of the song that they sung in slavery. It was from sometime we do that, you know, when I got the good weather. And we do that, and it's really pretty. And this song is sung from the people because they say regular rolling under. And then they say, give me the gold to drink water. Well, you know, in those days, they gave colored people gold to drink water out of because they weren't allowed to drink out of dipper. They say because the dipper was too good for them to drink out, they used the gold. And that's what they would sing about. You know, they're always, as I told you today, they'll tell you what they want through a song, you know, ever with. That's why this song comes from you're going to reward your soul, you see?
Well, what does give me a gourd for drinking water, what did that mean to them?
That means that they give them a gourd to drink water. Mm-hmm. And when they said they want no gourd for the white people, they said, I don't want no gourd for snow water, you see? and then they give me the gourd to drink water, see? Regular rolling under, give me the gourd to drink water. Regular rolling under, give me the gold to drink water. And it's a dance, you see. And I don't want no gold for snow water, give me the gold to drink water. Want no gold for snow water, give me the gold to drink water. And it's a regular rolling under. It's pretty.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's pretty whenever you can do it. I'll show you how to roll under.
did your grandparents ever tell you about when they first heard that they were free?
Oh, they have. And how happy that they were, they show that. And what their master gave them, too. They had pretty good masters. They give them, you know, freedom and give them clothes. And, oh, let's give them lots of things, you know, and they hope for tremendous. And also they lived on one of the boys' place. Uh-huh. After that, until they come down to Terracotta, uh-huh. They sure did.
And did they tell any stories about how the hard times during the war? Was there anything? Nothing about that.
But I tell you they had a very hard task. I tell you something that I don't know where it's been the rest of you now, but it is to me. my grandfather said his brother. He said this over and over again was true. So the man that his brother was living with, so he told him one day. He says, name was Jerry. My grandfather's name was Jack. He says, Jerry said, I'm going to learn you. I don't want you to be like this other slave. So I'm going to teach you your prayer. I don't want you to be ignorant, you know. I want to learn you something, because some of them, you know, didn't even know the prayer. He said, I'm going to teach you how to say your prayers, you know. And that we learned you something, of course, you know, because the rest of the men wasn't doing that. And so this man, he was grown, his brother was. And so he said, now I want you to come in, I want to teach you your prayer. He said, all right. So get down here, Jerry. So he got down on his knees, to his knees. So he said, Our Father, he said, his brother looked down that hard. His brother was awful and wicked. You know, how it cut go with some wicked sin. He said, his brother said, Your Father? He said, Jerry said, Our Father. He said, Your Father? And say, he just wouldn't say Our Father. So he said, now Jerry said, listen, you said, well, I tell you to say, I want to learn your prayer. I don't want you to be ignorant. I want you to say, Our Father. He said, no, I can't. He said, why? He said, because it ain't Our Father. He said, it is Our Father. He said, no, it ain't. And then I and you be brothers. He said, you wouldn't beat me like you do. He said, your father. Well, he didn't do it. He said, that's really true. He said, that man was so outdone by him. He didn't know what to do. He said, his ready was true. He said, that man was so outdone by him. He didn't know what to do. So he just ready to quit beating on Jerry. And he went to treat him right. He said, Our Father. So he said, your father. And so I think it was very funny. I often think we used to tease one another about that. And I think Mr. Lomax will tell you about how I used to go out and whoop mama. Did he tell you about?
No.
I used to beat the devil out. I whooped my mama and I whooped my grandma too. All of us would go out, me and my cousin, we whoop them to death. You see, if you go out and if you do anything worse than like a whoop us or something, then my mother whooped me quick for calling me and I don't hear. And she'd think I hear and I didn't. She whooped me back anyhow. But anyway, we'll go up and get us an old stick, a limb, a tree, or any old anything. And we'll name it Mama, or name it my grandma. And what we do with that thing be terrible. I'm telling you, we'll whoop it, we'll beat it, we'll stomp it, we'll crush it out. Everything that we can do to it, you see? We go home, we smile at it. Go home without it. That's real. Because, you know, we had to do that. We know better to look ugly. We know better to act like we're mad. But these children these days are whoop mama showing up. You know, they won't play. They'll tell mama something at the house. Brother, we better not even poke out your mouth. Come back here again. You know, the little dresses I have, a little belt and weight. You know, maybe the belt and the fan on down. And when she whipped me, she said, take all the whole dress up and twist it over my head. Lord Jesus, I know that then. I never did see where I was going to live. After when mama whipped me, I didn't see no way to live at all. We had a dog named Black Boy. And I'd be so glad if Black Boy hear me holler. He run and he grabbed that switch. When he grabbed the switch, that'll cool me. So, I've been so glad. My mom strike it back when that Black Boy and strike at me. We had a time when she's holding that dress over my head. I never, all that dance jig, I never, no, that's, couldn't see out, you see. Couldn't have a hand to do nothing, couldn't see, there was nothing to see but that. But I'm here. I thank him for it too. I sure do. Thank God for it. I often think about that dog. He's a blessing to me. So, I really had a nice time in my time coming up, and other folks too, because other folks whooped me. Nowadays, folks can't whoop other people's children. See, I be to someone's house and I do something other. Either they do it, and I'm with them. Don't worry, I don't even say I didn't do it. I'm going to get a latching, you see. And I better not tell Mama that I got one. You see,
she'll give you another one.
That's right. I don't tell Mama nothing about that. Let that do. If you know like I do, you let it go. And let's stay there with that. But nowadays, you got somebody to latch another present child. They go to them and have a tough time with them because people got so evil against one another. And see, so much strife can come in the land between people. And not like one another. I hate Mary, and if her child do something to me, I'm going to beat him. I'm going to, see, that's where the devil come in at, see. Stop and beat children for spite. And so I believe that's why people just don't let people whoop the children no more. Because they do it for spite. They don't like one another. They got to treat one another wrong. That's the whole thing of it. They got to treat one another wrong. So they're afraid to let someone whoop their children. But someday they would whip you. Yeah, they would. They'd tear you up. And they couldn't stay out at night. When nighttime comes, dark comes, I, myself, and other children better be home. Better be home. I remember one night my grandfather come into a yard where I was at, and I looked up there, the sun was going down. We were playing one of the rain plays that we have in the picture. But I'm going away to Saint Donna, and Mr. Lord might got it with Mama Donna, but it's Saint Donna. And we were playing that play, this big yard full of skipping. I looked and see my grandfather come across that little ditch, and I just turned loose and went on. If I went by him, he didn't say a word to me. Well, he wasn't coming after me, but I just knew it was my time.
Would you show us that particular game? What was that game like?
That's the turn against an, in part. It's a party, like, in mm-hmm. like it is in the movie. And it's just sitting, I have my partner, they have, they go across and meet one another. Head and feet meet just like it did in that picture. I got it just like I learned it. And then there's two sides meet, you know, the partners, and they dance together. First thing with the swings on the swing corners, almost like Mama did the party. And he started on and said, I'm going away to see Adana. I'm going away to see my Lord. And you swing, see. Bake them biscuit, bake them brown. See Adana. Turn them flapjack around and around. You're skipping and you think you're going then. See my Lord. Preacher coming to Mama's house. See Adana. Sit there and eat that tongue fall out. See my Lord. I'm going away to see Adana. I'm going away to see my Lord. Way down yonder in the old cornfield. See Adana. Black snake pop me on my heel. See my Lord, pop my whoop, I run my best. See Adana, run my head in the haunted nest. See my Lord, and I'm going away to see Adana. I'm going away to see my Lord. It's more tech. And but the children go across and across, you know, and they meet. Like the head and feet meet first. The first day everybody's swing corner. Next, the head and feet meet. Then the first rep to here, then the next to that, the next to that. Then have to get all of them meet the swing cones again. You see, everybody swing cones again, start over again. It's just like in the movie. That's mm-hmm. really is the movie. It really is a good one. I like it too. And then you want some spiritual?
Yeah, let's have.
And what have you got in the mind?
I don't have it right here, but you just go whatever comes to your mind.
What y'all want?
God is the rock and the
My God is wrong, and the weary land, the weary land, and the weary land. My God is wrong, and the weary land of shelter in the time of storm. We'll go away, you long time liar. I don't need you in this band. We don't want nothing but troop on soul, the band washed in the blood of the Lamb. My God is a rock, weary land, and a weary land. My God is a rock, weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Well, stop and let me tell you about chapter one. The Lord God work was just begun. Stop and let me tell you about chapter two, where Jesus preached to them among the Jews. And stop and let me tell you about chapter three, where Jesus died out on Calvary. And I know he's a rock and weary land, and a weary land. My God is a rock, weary land. He's a shelter in the time of storm. Well, stop and let me tell you about chapter four, where Jesus preached among the poor. And stop and let me tell you about chapter five, where Jesus brought the dead to life. And stop and let me tell you about chapter six. He went in Jerusalem and healed the sick. And I know he's a rock and a weary land, and a weary land. My God is a rock. Weary land, he's a shelter in the time of storm. Well, stop and let me tell you about chapter seven. Jesus died and then he went to heaven. Stop and let me tell you about chapter eight. And Jesus opened them God's brigade. Stop and let me tell you about chapter nine, where Jesus turned the water to wine. Stop and let me tell you about chapter ten. John saw him coming in the world again. And I know he's a rock and weary land, weary land, and weary land. My God is a rock. Weary land, he's a shelter in the time of storm. You know he is the lily of the valley. He's the bright in the morning star. And when they put old Daniel in the lion's den, Jesus lost.
Mountain John. I know he's a rock and a weary man, weary man, oh, weary man. My God is a rock, weary man. He's a shelter in the town storm. He's a shelter.
Were there any calls for people out in the field to come in or anything like that? Did you know any calls?
Well, sure. I know that Welder's called where, back up there from the hoop. I know the man used to hoop. He had such a strong voice. He was on a place where we was at, and he was one of them big giant men, and he really could call. He could wake us up, you know, wake up the people, however, and in their mornings when they wanted to get to go to bed early, which this isn't him time, which. And he would get up soon in the morning and hoop, instead of a bell ringing, he'd wake up so it wouldn't be late going to work. And I'm trying to think of, as Bob Young, his name was, he used to hoop here and say, song. Y'all gonna let me sing it. I'm gonna have to sing it like he's singing here. Oh, all right. He's saying, nigga raise up, nigga raise up, niggas raise up and get your coffee, Lordy, Lord. And Bob's voice was so heavy. You could hear that. Said, Lordy, Lord. Look like it's coming down in the bed with you. He said, that's wake you up, you know. He had a wonderful voice. And he was calling him that way. And just raise up. It's just a heavy voice. You just see it. And he really had a voice. He would stand out there on that hill and call everybody. So really, this is true. This was done in Ben Hill County. He really could do that. And this is to my own knowing. He did that. So that was the hoop and call.
And were there auctioneers, calls or anything like that? Any special kind of calls?
Mm-mm, I just going around and waking them up in the morning, no. No special kind of call, number one, that, of that part of the place. And we had, I wasn't saying this, we had a boy used to wake them up, you know, walk the door, knocking on the door, wake him up, you know. But he wasn't good. You know, he wasn't very good. You know, he just he tell us, I'm going to get me a ton of switch and come in and whoop you, children, you see. But it didn't end that way. It wasn't the right song. And so that was that. He just go by and knock on the door. He was kind of a lowland. I hear you wanted to talk about this gator song, Angel. I'm going to get me a gator. That you made that one. That's what you must be talking on that paper there. That's the boys singing down on the waterfront when they be weighing cotton, you know, up, you know, and carrying cotton on their heads, you know, to weigh up. And they'll be saying about they're going back home and they're going to get them a gator. Because those folks that eat alligators, you know, most of them did, you know, and does now. But that's what they were saying. I'm going to get me a gator. Oh, girl, when you come out the island. Oh, girl, I'm going to pick him in front. Oh, girl, when he come out the island. Oh, girl, that's a big bull gator. Oh, gal, when he come out the island. Oh, gal, I'm gonna bake him in front. Oh, gal, when he come out the island. Oh, gal. That's the gator song, you see. And then this other song, what we sing, and what we used to sing when we was ready to leave Georgia. I say we. I was really small. I wasn't nothing about leaving Georgia, but I lived at that time a little later on. But at the time, this is a song about going to Chattanooga. I suppose all you children know that, don't you? You know, I'm going to Chattanooga, Georgia can't hold me here. You know, Macon is a pretty place. Atlanta is a beauty. You want to see your pretty places? Go in Chattanooga. I'm going to Chattanooga. I'm going to Chattanooga. Georgia can't hold me in. I have a $40 carpet on my floor. And the street car running red by my door. I'm going to Chattanooga. I'm going to Chattanooga. Georgia can't hold me in. Yeah, I'm talking to other country boys. So, Johnny, get your hair cut clean and shine. Johnny, get your hair cut shaped like mine. Never had now. Going to Chattanooga. Georgia can't hold me. Yeah, more and more. So that's what's pretty. So it's a dance, though. You know, I can show the children that we laid on. West Rita dance. So that was a good thing to say when the people was getting out of Georgia long way back down, tipping out little by little, you know. And then they learned on Fuller. Then they got the Tipperary come. You know when the first dudes come out? You remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
The first dudes come out. What year was that? When the first dudes come out. They didn't know blues when my time came up. She said, no rags and reels. There wasn't such thing as blues. First blues come out with it was their drafted blues. That's the first I remember. You know, did you know that? That's right. So that was before all this time come out, you know, because the blues, they say blues come out in 1914. See, that's the year they said the devil got loose, turned loose. And everything come out in 1914, even my child was born.
What about some of the chain gang songs?
Well, I sung one this morning, the chain gang song about Sankum Low. Did I sing it this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, I sung it this morning. As sang from Low, I knew that chain gang song, and I knew a part of a one that they used to sing out there. It wasn't necessarily a chain gang song. They just made a song about what is it though? Yeah, some folks say a preacher won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield. One had a bushel and one had a peg. One had a ocean yell around it, and they were wanting to steal. And who shall be free? That's a preacher. Who shall be free when the little good Lord set us free? And that's how I knew of that one. That's about all. Mm-hmm. It's some more, but the song he named Pitiful. And that.
Oh, yes.
A lot more.
You want to sing Drinking of the